Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Parts of the U.S. are cleaning up today after yesterday's storms. Tornadoes hit Oklahoma especially hard. But people in India are dealing with a long-term bout of severe weather. Hundreds have died in a heat wave with temperatures soaring over 100 degrees. And more than 300 million people don't have enough water because of a drought. Joining us now with more is the BBC's Rahul Tandon. He's in Kolkata. And Rahul, May is usually the hottest month of the year in India, but is even hotter than normal this year.
Well, let me talk about Kolkata, you know, the city, one of India's largest cities, one of the great cities of the world. People here are used to high temperatures, as you've said, during the month of May. But if we take the last month, at times, the temperatures have almost been 10 degrees above normal. People here say that in 100 years, they have not experienced heat like this. If you walk around the cities, it sounds quite busy at the moment because we're about 6 o'clock in the evening. But come at midday, come at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. A lot of the schools have been shut for the last few weeks because it's too dangerous for children to go to school in the heat because many schools don't have air conditioning. They have intermittent electricity. On the busy streets like this, the workers who are normally trying to fix the roads, prepare that, improve India's infrastructure, they've been told not to do it either because it's too hot for them. It is a weather that has brought not just Kolkata, but many cities here in the world's largest democracy to an absolute standstill. And just think of those figures that you said there. 300 million people struggling to get water. That's more than the population of the United States.
Or just about the population of the United States. And as you've mentioned, it is this heat wave is affecting people all across India. You actually spoke with a couple there in Kolkata about the heat wave and how it's affecting them specifically. So let's listen.
We, the people of Bengal, are not used to this kind of heat, and we don't know what to do in this situation. Many people are going out in this heat and falling sick.
Have you ever felt heat like this at this time of the year in Kolkata?
Not really. Now it is all heat from the concrete, and that's terrible. It burns.
Of course, the city itself amplifying the amount of heat bearing down on folks from the sun. How are people coping then, Rahul?
People are really struggling to cope. Look, I think you have two different situations, which in a way tells you a lot about India at the moment. It's such a divided country. You have the growing middle class who try and lock themselves inside the flats that I can see around me, many of them which I have those AC units outside them. But there are still hundreds of millions of people who do not have access to that. Hundreds of millions of people in rural India who have to get out into their fields every day to try and man their farms, to ensure that when the monsoons do come, if they do come in the next few months' time, that they'll be ready, that the crops will be ready for that. So you have on the one hand people who are able to bear the heat because they have the money to be able to bear the heat. But on the other hand, you have hundreds of millions of people who have to go out under the blazing sun every day to try and eke out an existence. And it is those people that we are talking about when we talk about the death rates. And they could be much higher than we really think at the moment because it's so difficult to say whether a patient, you know, has died because of the heat or because of other factors. The heat could be a contributory factor, which means those figures we're talking about, the hundreds, could actually be in the thousands, according to some doctors.
Huh. Well, of course, combined with the heat is the lack of rain. How is that affecting the farming that you were just talking about and the food supply in general in India?
Well, if we look at one of the big problems that we've had in farming over the last decade here in India has been a huge number of farmer suicides. If you take a state like Maharashtra, one of the largest in India with a population of over 100 million people, we've seen more than 300 farmers commit suicide over the past few weeks. Go to Andhra Pradesh, that's the situation there. I've been out into rural Bengal where many farmers here are struggling as well. Now, the government at the center is talking about developing policies to make sure this doesn't happen. But those are long-term policies. They're not going to be able to help the farmers in the next few months, basically. Many Indian states are having disputes between each other over water supplies. I mean, we have on the border of one state at the moment armed guards in place trying to protect a reservoir from farmers in the other state taking away some of that water. So, you know, there's a lack of water. There's now almost fights breaking out over water. No end in sight at the moment. We're hoping the monsoon's going to come in the next few weeks. Till it does, day by day in many parts of India, the situation is getting worse and worse. One figure that that is being widely quoted here is that the reservoirs are below 75% of what they should be. I mean, they have 75% less water than what they should have at the moment.
Huh. So you've mentioned the monsoon a couple times, Rahul, but I understand that the last two monsoons in India have been somewhat disappointing, and that also there's the possibility right now that the ground is too parched from all this heat to even absorb the rains when and if they do come.
Absolutely, that's a huge problem. Now, the meteorologists who, you know, everybody's getting up every day. This is a land of many gods and many goddesses. And every day people are getting up and praying to every single one of them, hoping that some clouds are going to appear above them and that a few trickles of rain are going to fall. And I'm afraid to say, you know, if you talk to the people around me here in Kolkata, they say there's no sign of it. We're supposed to have huge thunderstorms in Kolkata this evening. As I look up to the sky, it's pretty clear.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon speaking to us from Kolkata in India. Rahul, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.